In studio with me is Megan Smith Harris, Executive Director of the Stratford Film Festival. Megan, let's start with, how did you get a film festival to our lovely city?
Well, I actually thought about it before I even moved here. I ran a successful film festival in Connecticut, where I was living at the time. And I ran that with my husband. And we also had run a documentary series for 10 years that showed documentaries every month and invited filmmakers from New York and around the area for discussion. And I am a filmmaker myself and a writer. And I just love showcasing and highlighting other people's creative accomplishments and having interesting conversations. So in a way, it's kind of selfish. I'm doing this so I can meet really cool people.
Listen, it's a great way to make friends.
Anyway, we did this festival, which landed routinely in the top 100 best reviewed festivals in the world. And that's out of 11,000 festivals. So for a small festival to do that, it was great. But the town we were in, it's called Ridgefield, Connecticut, is very similar to Stratford. It's beautiful, it's walkable, it's culturally vibrant, it has multiple theater companies and a symphony and all kinds of creative people who are interested in culture and film. And so it was very successful there. And I thought in this next chapter of my life, moving up here, and this is now my forever home, Stratford, Ontario, that this would be a great addition to the community and a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Now, when is the film festival, and how does it all work?
I know, you're not alone in wondering that.
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to introduce ourselves to the community and build a relationship of trust and expectation that people always know they're going to see something great. So we thought we would start by doing a free community screening this November 16th. It's a Saturday. There's going to be three showings. We had initially planned to only do two, but it's been so well received that by popular demand, we've added a 1 o'clock matinee.
Fantastic.
There's a 4 o'clock show and a 7 o'clock show. Those will be at the Stratford City Hall Auditorium. So we're going to be showing something called the best of Fest Shorts. So those are short films from all around the world. We have a wonderful Canadian film by graduates of the Canadian Film Center starring Sheila McCarthy, who also now lives in Stratford. We have a Oscar-winning film called The Neighbor's Window. We have a wonderfully funny Irish film called Ruby, a film from Iran, from France, animation from France, and an animation about the environment. So it's a 90-minute program, a little bit of everything, and a way to kind of get people to understand that we will be offering them really rich, meaningful content from around the world.
Okay, so we're talking about
that's the first one.
That's the first one.
Yeah. Then in December, we're partnering with Lights on Stratford the weekend right before Christmas. So December 21st, 22nd, 23rd, we'll be doing a series of screenings again at the Stratford City Hall Auditorium. We'll take January and February off so we can focus on our programming and really get our swans in a row, as my husband says.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll launch right out of the gate in March with a monthly screening, generally the second weekend of every month.
Okay.
And that will go from March straight up until November when we launch our 4-day film festival starting on a Thursday night with around 40 films. That will include shorts as well as feature length. We'll have drama, comedy, documentary, animation, films about the environment, films about social issues, about technology, a little bit of everything.
And with the films coming into the Stratford Film Festival, do they have to be like big studio films? Can independent guys, let's say there is some aspiring students, can they enter into this film festival?
Well, they can. We don't have a student section yet. We wanted to kind of start with just films. Down the road, we hope to introduce a student film section and also a screenplay competition. So people, you'll see on our website, which is stratfordfilmfestival.com, you will see an area that says submit. So that will give you all the categories. Anybody can submit a film. We just don't have a student category.
Gotcha.
And you can submit a film. And so we will be accepting submissions from around the world. We already have lots of great relationships with filmmakers everywhere. In fact, for our inaugural screening, none of the filmmakers are charging us a license fee. They all
awesome.
Waived their fee in support of this new venture. So people can submit their films. I have a a chief programmer, and we will be looking for volunteer screeners as well. So if people want to get involved, there is a volunteer form on our website, and you can tell us we need people just to take tickets, to watch, you know, help us watch films, to help figure out programming decisions, driving, all kinds of things, any kind of volunteer who wants to be involved. We're interested in hearing from you.
And let's just throw that website out there. How can people go if they are looking to volunteer and help out? Where is the website? What is the website?
The website is stratfordfilmfestival.com. It's got all about our team. We have a wonderful team of volunteers and creative advisors from here in Stratford. And there is a section that says volunteer. There's a section that says submit. There is events and tickets. So people, if they do want to come to this free screening, all we ask is that you register on the website, and we will have your name on a list.
Fantastic. And is there anything else you want to mention while you're in here to talk about the new Stratford Film Festival?
Hey, there's all kinds of ways people can be involved. You can do something as simple as follow us on Facebook or Instagram. You can be a volunteer, as we've discussed. We're looking for local in-kind sponsors. You know, we are a nonprofit startup, and we need all the help we can get. The Destination Stratford and the Stratford Development Fund helped us out with a grant. We have Our Homes Media has been a wonderful media sponsor. There's room for lots of other sponsorship opportunities, small, medium, and large.
Fantastic. And it was so nice to have you come in here. I have one follow-up, one last question. Can we expect, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson to be in Stratford during this? Do you think, like, is there a chance we could see someone like him?
I don't know about The Rock, but you never know. We do hope to leverage our professional relationships in the past 30 years in the entertainment business to bring in some special guests. And we may be laughing about it, but as something like this grows, Stratford is a destination a lot of people want to come to.
Really?
So
is.
I wouldn't be surprised. It may take us a little while to get known, but I wouldn't be surprised if we have some pretty special guests coming up.
Awesome. And if you want more details, of course, easy to find. You can find their Facebook, their Instagram. I will share links up on the Today FM Facebook page. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.